So hello everybody, I'm Sanna Huisman, one of the principal investigators in the Collaborative Research Center 1313, and I'm sitting here today with Nima Chokri, who has been visiting the Research Center in the past months. So welcome, Nima. Why don't you shortly introduce yourself?
Hello, Sander. Thanks for having me here. I am the Director of Multiphase Flow and Porous Media Research Group at the University of Manchester in the School of Chemical Engineering and Analytical Science. Prior to Manchester, I was an assistant professor at Boston University in the United States, and I completed my PhD in 2009 at EPFL in Switzerland.
So Nima, I know you have a broad range of interest with respect to flow and transport in porous media, but today I'd like to focus on your research in the area of evaporation. Could you maybe explain why you're so interested in evaporation?
Evaporation from porous media is a topic that is relevant to many disciplines, including civil engineering, environmental engineering, chemical engineering, and it's important in several processes such as, I don't know, drying of soil, drying of wood, paper, food products. And so it is really an interdisciplinary research, and that is very interesting for me.
So what are the key factors determining evaporation?
The drying process is actually governed by the complex interaction between the transport properties of porous media, the external condition, okay, let's say wind, humidity, temperature, radiation, and so on, and as well as the physical and chemical properties of the evaporating liquid.
So what is missing in our current understanding of evaporation?
Despite a lot of work that have been done on the drying context, but there is still some fundamental questions need to be answered. For example, as mentioned above, the drying is controlled by the complex interaction between the external condition and the porous media properties. So this coupling is not fully understood yet. How the properties of this free flow domain above the porous media influences the subsequent flow and transport processes is not well understood, and I believe that there are potentials there that to be able to describe the drawing in a predictive way, we need to understand that. Also, another difficulty, in my opinion, is the properties of the evaporating fluid. So let's assume you have, let's say, salt dissolved in your water, right? As evaporation proceeds, the concentration increases. The concentration of the ion. When you substantially exceed the solubility limit, the salt may precipitate inside the porous media or at the surface of the porous media, depending on the boundary condition. And salt precipitation means you are modifying the porous structure, you are modifying the permeability of your medium. You are basically dealing with the evolving porous material. So how to describe all this at the porous scale as well as at the larger scale is still, in my opinion, an open question.
Yeah, okay. I fully agree. Of course, these are also the two main research areas that we have here in our Collaborative Research Center.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
So how have you been addressing some of these challenges experimentally?
I think actually we are living in a very good time with having the luxury of to access to all these fancy instruments such as synchrotron X-ray microtomography, X-ray microtomography, and MRI and thermal imaging. With all these tools, I believe we should be able to extend the physical understanding that is required to describe the drying process at different scales, let's say at porous scale and at macro scale. I personally believe the porous scale information as well is equally important as macro scale work, because that is what enables us to develop reliable models capable of describing the drying process under given boundary conditions. Otherwise, our effort will mainly focus, will be based on some adjusting parameters.
So Nima, when you start working on the pore scale, it sometimes seems that you move away from societally relevant work, practical engineering solutions. But I know you work on quite some of these problems. So maybe you can give an example in the context of evaporation.
Sure. So look, we do a lot of work. A lot of our efforts are focused toward understanding the drying curve. I firmly believe this knowledge can be useful, is relevant to many industrial processes, environmental processes, industrial processes. Let me give you an example. For example, when you're, I don't know, dealing with drying of food or pharmaceutical products, right? To know the drying curve, how the porous material behaves under different drying conditions, then you can save a lot on your energy consumption. That's one example. And second example would be evaporative cooling, right? So you can, for example, use this knowledge to design a smart, I like to call it a smart layers of porous material that behave in a desired way under drying condition, such that you can prevent or you can control the amount of the heat entering the building. We actually recently wrote a paper on this topic that we showed how the knowledge that we developed in soil physics on drying can be utilized to come up with a smart roof, a smart layers of porous material to control the drying condition and the heat flow to the building.
So Nima, I'd like to thank you for this interview. I hope you enjoyed your stay in Stuttgart and sure we'll see each other again in the future.
Yeah, sure. It was an absolute pleasure for me. And I would like as well to thank the amazing team in Stuttgart. And I look forward for future possibilities.